Adrian Curry, my angel Jordan Coulter, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you are rightfully included in the young creatives population, Adrian, and of course, my angel, you are too, the very young. Adrian, when and how did your creative passion all begin?
Well, you want to know what? I was exposed to the arts as a young boy. I went to Ward Elementary School. That was a magnet art school. I participated in show choir, Kid Connection, Lunch Bunch, directed by Betty McKee. She was amazing. I have to give her a shout out, right? And there we danced, we sang. I also wrote poetry. So that was really how I was introduced to the art world. So I've been in the art world maybe since I was in the first grade. Right?
And you've been making it count. Good for you. Yes. And now beyond creativity, you were awarded Arts United's Emerging Leader designation earlier this year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
At what point did you realize that this was part of your calling as well as all the art centricity?
Well, my experience growing up, my experience matriculating through school. Being a have-not, not having my biological father in the home, you know, all of these things. And I was blessed to be able to have the focus and concentration and discipline to get straight A's. And when I graduated from each school at the top of my class, I thought about my friends, my peers, and what they could be going through. And I realized then that I wanted to be a leader at a young age. And so I would step up and do my best, not only at school, but particularly around the house where I saw my mother struggling with things as a single parent. So that was the beginning. I was very young.
And a great beginning, certainly. So, Adrian, you work a lot of your magic in the Art Leadership Center. This is your brainchild, as a matter of fact. What's the project about?
The Art Leadership Center is designed to systematically develop Renaissance scholars and artists with a global conscience that embodies the five wells of leadership: well-read, well-spoken, well-dressed, well-traveled, and well-balanced.
That's all very well done, I'm going to say for sure. And your players, basically, they have in common, they're between 5 and 18?
Yes.
And we happen to have one of your players here, and that would be my angel. So what do you learn at that center that we're talking about?
They teach me more about my culture more than they teach at school.
Do you feel empowered going to the Learning Center?
Yes.
And then once you have it, what do you feel like you can do with it?
It gives me more knowledge. Then I could tell other little kids like my age about it. That's another one of the skills I learned.
Good for you. And this kind of opportunity at this young age, where do you feel like you can go with it next?
When I get older, I want to be like a culture teacher, teach people about their culture. I could tell them what I learned from the ALC.
Oh, great point. So you are an advocate and you're going to keep being an advocate and whatever else you're going to be in life.
Yes.
Very good. Good for you. And okay, Adrian, you teach them well, it sounds like, over there.
Right.
Let's go back to your teen and preteen years. What was your own biggest obstacle? It sounds like you had plenty of positive points, but you were a kid. What was the hard thing for you there?
There were a lot of difficult things. Once again, I was in a single parent household, and so we didn't have a lot of food to eat. We didn't have the tools. We didn't have clothes. You know, we didn't have a lot. And I'm the youngest of three boys. One of the bigger struggles was transportation, getting to and from places, especially because I was very involved. You know, show choir, track, football, all these different things. You don't have a lot of family support when the primary caregiver is always working or trying to provide. And so that was difficult for me, not having as much familial support as I felt I needed.
First of all, I have to say your mom had to be something special to get you to where all you needed to be, especially so you can be right here, right now, talking about all of this. But what can you do for your students and all these young, wonderful people that are in your own learning center now?
Provide a safe place, a safe haven, a place where they know they can get support, especially when it comes to being righteous and also outreach into the community. That is something they'll be able to do. When they want to impact others, they'll be able to come to the Art Leadership Center, even express their ideas in doing so, and we'll support them.
That's great. And it sounds like my angel, for example, is ready or is doing that right here, right now at the tender age of 10.
Yes, ma'am. She's what we call a peer-led instructor. The Art Leadership Center is only a year old, and we're in our second year, but she's been training since she was about 4 years old. So she's already been teaching and extending that information and knowledge to other children.
That's wonderful all the way around. So my angel, to you, what's maybe the most important key to learning something, really getting it down?
If you learn something inside the classroom, it stays inside.
What do you do with it in the classroom then?
We work on it, we research it, and we find out the definitions of it.
Okay, so you can really think clearly on whatever issue you're studying and learning.
Yes.
And Adrian, your mission to develop leaders of character with a global conscience. Let's begin with a global conscience. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it means to be aware of what's going on around the world, not just in the higher places, but also the lower places. The global conscience is so that we not only have a knowledge of self, but through that knowledge of self, we have an awareness. It's like empathy of what others could experience and go through and how we relate in the big picture in the august body of the world.
And so a lot of this is about communication. I mean, to do it.
For sure.
And then doing it, what's the solution? What needs to change? How are these young leaders, as they go out in the world, going to make it change?
That's an excellent question. Well, I'll tell you this. The communication, as she was saying, when we keep things in the classroom, the idea is to do the research first before we begin to spew out information that we may have heard on a TV show. It may have been the first hit on Google, you know? But have we done the in-depth research to really figure out cause and effect and some answers? And so what we want to do is build bridges, connections, relate to people. For instance, if I go to a Burmese restaurant, I do my best to at least say two words in their language. You know, I'll say Minglaba, then I say Chezutumbade. And just those simple activities or actions build bridges and connections. And now they're more open to hear where I'm coming from. And I show them that I'm open and I'm interested in their culture and the way they do things.
And everybody learns.
And I get
certainly the purpose of the Learning Center. And this is during a local renaissance. How can you best take advantage of this timing, do you think?
Oh, man, it seems... You know what? And I didn't know that this would all line up this way. It's a very exciting time. Our 10th president at Morehouse College, Dr. Robert Franklin, he actually speaks about being a Renaissance man with a global conscience. Okay. And so it was interesting, one, that they developed the area called Renaissance Point. That's when I knew I was aligned with the energy of the city, you know. But it feels like an amazing opportunity because people are open to change right now. Well, we're able to revitalize some things, you know, and we get to be at the forefront of it. And that's what's so exciting about it. We want to create urban gardens. We want to create a drum line and a stroll line that goes through the communities, and we want to help clean up while we're playing this fabulous music to inspire people to do the same. This is a time, I believe, for everyone, no matter the ethnicity or race or culture, to be open-minded and understanding of others because we share the same air. We share the same water. And so right now, maybe this is a time, since this is the Renaissance, the rebirth, the revival, maybe this is a time where we can clean our environment together. And that is something that we all agree upon. I'm sure everyone wants clean air and clean water.
That's right. And especially for the kids and the grandkids of the future. Yes, all need it. And now, my angel, we just heard, a job description or a wish list for people like you and yours and everybody that's there at the center. What would you like to do as you grow up to keep involved, to keep these connections? What can you do right here in the community to make these things happen?
Well, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor or dance choreographer or a teacher. But if I was a teacher, I would teach people about their culture. And if I was a doctor, I would just help people when they're sick. And if I was a dance teacher, I would teach what he's teaching right now.
That sounds like a triple action plan that can't go wrong. And I bet, Mr. Curry, that makes your heart sing to hear that kind of ambition.
It sure does.
The impact of your mission, the mindset, it's big and it's powerful. It's gaining momentum. We've got proof sitting right here in My Angel, which is just wonderful. My last question, how does it affect your work, your creativity, your place in the community to be the generator of this concept?
Well, it's a lot of pressure, I suppose, but we know that pressure creates what?
Diamonds.
And so there's no problem. We just intend to crystallize, and whatever pressure that is put on me, I intend to adjust and do whatever it takes to make the community a better place to live in. And so if I get to be that face or the initiator, that maverick, if you will, in this time of the local renaissance, it's an honor. It's an honor, and it's truly a blessing. I wouldn't do anything else. So I look forward to being a pillar in the community for all communities, especially in Fort Wayne. And hopefully I could be a pillar across the world.
Adrian Curry, a Fort Wayne resident and creative, is founder of the Art Leadership Center, and my angel, Jordan Coulter, a student leader in the program. Adrian, my angel, thank you for sharing this powerful story and all of your insights today. Keep it going. Carry that gift.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll be back soon.
Bye.
That was an Arts and Culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.